All right, Mrs. Cotter, I finished mopping the bathroom.
Well, I check your work, but I don't feel like moving. I'll tell you what, why don't you just clean from here to there?
Where are you pointing?
The horizon.
Come on, Mrs. Connor. Ever since you caught me at Darlene's, you've been working me like a dog.
And the beauty of being a working dog is that you don't get put to sleep.
You know, all this punishment isn't teaching me a thing.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you could learn a lesson if I would tell the big, strong, fiercely protective Mr. Connor that you were shacking up with his daughter.
Hey.
Hey, how's my big, strong, fiercely protective husband?
Exhausted.
But you'd still kill for me, right?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Scrub brush.
I'll start here.
David, this new obsession of yours with housework concerns me. Mrs. Connor's always said that a clean house is a devil's playground.
Yes, that's true, but David feels, and I must agree, that cleaning is the least he can do for us after us taking him back after running away to live with...
my mom.
In Michigan, you remember.
Hey. I know you probably had to do this kind of stuff to make your mom happy, but there's nobody here to be scared of. Take the rest of the day off.
David! When you clean out the refrigerator, don't throw away the moldy buns. DJ thinks it's chia bread.
You heard Mr. Connor. He said take the rest of the day off.
Well, isn't that funny? I thought he said, if anybody has been messing around with my daughter, I'm going to crush him like a beer can. David, I'm done with this page.
So I wouldn't tell anyone?
Yeah.
I want more.
I haven't got any more.
Well, you better get more. Quick, or I'll tell Dad.
DJ, do you know what you're doing? You're blackmailing me. That's not nice.
So?
All right, look. If you tell your dad about me, I'll tell your mom that you knew about Darlene and me since Christmas and didn't tell her.
Go ahead. I don't care.
Mrs. Connor?
I care!
Yes, David?
Is this shining enough to blind you?
It'll do. But, gee, the carpet looks old. Make it look new again.
I don't think...
Oh, don't tell me how you're gonna do it. Just surprise me. Hey, Becky, tell Mark thanks for fixing that blender for me. Boy, I should have known that he'd know right what to do, you know, since it's like a miniature truck motor.
Oh, well, it was no problem for him, seeing as he's a really, really good mechanic. Right, Dad?
Yeah. The list goes me, Mark, Goober, Pyle.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that, because Mom said you have an opening down at the garage and that Mark could probably get it. Is that true?
Why did you tell her that?
Well, we was, you know, sitting around talking about trucks and garages, you know, girl talk, and this came up.
Is it true?
It's true. Except for the part about Mark getting the job. Sorry, no.
Well, why not, Dan? You used to work with him. You think he's a good mechanic.
Look, most guys work for the city a year before they start hiring all their relatives. It won't look right if I jump the gun.
Oh, fine. Then we'll never have any money and we'll just live here forever. You can put away your old damn groceries, Dad.
Thanks for turning my daughter against me, Roseanne.
Well, actually, I had you all set up to be the big hero, but you had to spoil it with that no business.
It would have been nice for you to run this little idea by me before telling it to Mark and Becky.
Dan, have you never heard of the element of surprise?
From now on, I want to know what's going on in this house before it blows up in my face. No more secrets, understood?
Mrs. Connor, I'm going to attack that mildew problem now.
Well, David, Mr. Connor says that we are not to have any more secrets in this house.
Really?
I'm afraid so. Dan? We have a mildew problem.
Is Jackie around?
Yeah, she must be out in the back. You got the goods?
I'm sick of having to trick Jackie like this. You shouldn't have to support my baby by sneaking money into a tip jar.
Well, I told you if you write a check, she's gonna catch on.
Hey, Jackie.
Fred.
How you feeling today?
Lovely, Fred. If I could do a back bend, I'd be a camel.
Wow, look at all my tips.
No, those are Jackie's tips.
No, they're not. She got nauseous and I took over her table. I knew this push-up bra would bring in the extra dough.
No, this guy came in yesterday and says he forgot to tip the waitress with the real breasts. So $15 of that is Jackie's.
20.
Remember Nancy?
Oh, right, that guy from yesterday. Okay. Oh, you? Oh, the man with the glasses who kept drinking coffee.
Yeah. He really liked you.
There was no man. Where's this money coming from? You don't have any money. And you don't know what's going on. Damn it, Fred.
Well, you wouldn't take any money directly from me, so Roseanne's been putting it in the tip jar.
Well, not all of it. I took some. I mean... You have your pride, Jackie.
Look, Fred, it's not your baby, it's mine. What makes you think you have any say in how I raise my child?
I just want to be involved with this baby. Why can't you let me help?
You want to help? Quit pressuring me. Quit trying to butt in. Just leave me the hell alone.
God, Jackie.
Well, how many times do I have to tell him?
I think that'll be the last.
Well, that was really stupid.
No, it wasn't. As far as I'm concerned, kids grow up fine, as long as they have one decent parent.
Oh, man. Would you please stop quoting that Murphy Brown?
I want to go over to Izzy Miller's house.
No, not till you clean your room.
Well, you wouldn't want me to tell Dad about what's going on around here, would you?
Oh, no, DJ. Now that you have all this information, you have all the power, and I have nothing. I guess you'll be ruling the roost around here from now on. Whatever will I do?
All right, I'll clean my room.
Hey, Rosie. Hey, David. How's my favorite almost son?
I can't take this.
Oh, what? He barely touched you.
I gotta tell him. Mrs. Connor, we all live our lives by certain rules, and I like to believe that nothing bad can happen to me as long as I tell the truth.
Oh, my God. How did your mother raise you?
David!
Hey, Mr. Connor.
David, can't you see Mr. Connor is busy watching the news?
Can I talk to you?
Just a sec.
David, that's our best china soaking in there, and if it soaks too long, the pattern will come off.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Connor. I have to do this. Mr. Connor, you don't know this, but I was in Chicago.
Oh, and he went to a Cubs game, and that is the most boring story I've ever heard. Blah, 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 blah. Go do the dishes, David.
No. Mr. Connor, when I was gone, I wasn't living with my mom. I was living with Darlene. It was a stupid thing to do, and I'm sorry. Very sorry. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
You lying little bastard. You got 20 minutes to pack up your crap and get out of my house. Mrs. Connor will drive you to the bus station. I don't want to look at you. God! You believe this, Roseanne?
No. I was stunned when I first heard.
What do you mean, when you first heard?
You know, just now. And, oh, man, now I'm kind of in shock.
Take a kid into your house and this is how he pays you back?
I bet I know why he's been doing all those chores around here. He's got a guilty conscience.
I never want to see that kid again. Damn!
Great. He wrecks the place right after he fires my mate. Anybody home?
I'm in the nursery.
Hi, Jackie. You want any help with that crib?
Oh, yeah, right. Like, you came all the way down here to talk about this crib. This is so obvious. Crib, baby, Fred. You want to talk about Fred?
No, I don't want to talk about Fred.
See, there, you just brought him up again.
Well, what can I say? I'm obsessed.
Look, I don't feel bad about what happened. It's better now. He knows where he stands, and that's that.
You know, I got bigger problems to talk to you about than whether or not you made Fred cry.
I made Fred cry?
Let's not talk about him. Fred is a grown-up. He can take care of himself. He's not some teenager, like... poor David.
Why? What happened to David?
Dan found out he was living with Darlene in Chicago and he kicked him out of the house.
Oh, my God. Where is he now?
I don't know. He could be anywhere. He's living on the streets, eating out of a dumpster, standing in your hall.
Dan, no. He cannot stay here. I can't deal with that now. Please just tell David I'm sorry.
I can't do that, Jackie. We just crush him. You tell him. David!
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, David.
You don't want me to stay, huh?
It's not that I don't want you living here, David, because I do. It's just that I'm not even allowed to have a cat here, let alone a boy.
Jackie, you own this house.
I know that. These are my rules.
Yeah, it's all right. Look, Mrs. Connor, I really think I should just get on the bus back to my mom's.
Oh, God. How long would he have to stay?
Not too long at all. I think it'd only take me a couple of days to make, you know, Dan feel guilty enough to take him back. 2 years at the most.
We're just pretending like I have a choice here, right?
Right.
All right, David, get your stuff. You can sleep here.
I knew that if I brought him over here and you saw his little puppy dog face, that you could not turn him away.
Well, I guess you know me pretty well.
Got another surprise for you. Fred, come here! Made you look.
I finish putting the crib together. So I'll get started on the stroller tomorrow. So, good night.
David, do you think of me as a mean person?
You? No, no way. I mean, you're letting me stay here and everything. I think you're really nice.
Well, you're wrong. I'm a horrible, horrible woman. The worst. I don't even think I have a heart. I'm like the Tin Man, all hollow inside.
See, I'm not sure what to say. Usually when Darlene says something like that, it's a trick.
It's been 3 days, David. Fred hasn't come by the diner. He hasn't called. I wanted him gone, but not like this. He's probably sitting at home crying still.
No, no. It's different for guys. I mean, Darlene used to say mean stuff to me all the time, and I never took it personally or anything.
Really?
Yeah, and now that we broke up, it's a good thing. You know, I mean, I'm even starting to think about seeing other people.
You are?
Yeah. In fact, I've got a couple of girls lined up already.
Oh, well, that's good. That makes me feel a lot better. Yeah, I'm doing much better now. You're starting to see other people, and Fred's a swinging single, and look at me. I'm just a wall. A wall of baby. Who could love this?
Oh, come on. Lots of people.
Yeah, right.
I mean, sure, you're big and all, but that doesn't mean you're not still great to be around and really funny and just beautiful.
If you mean that.
I do, honest.
David, look at you. You broke up with your girlfriend and Dan kicked you out of the house and you're trying to cheer me up. You're really special.
I don't think we should be doing this. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not that I'm not attracted to you. I am. But I'm still really confused about Darlene, and I think it would just kind of be a mistake if we, you know?
What?
Oh, God.
You and me? Are you serious, David? You're just a little child. Oh, God, that hurts. Thank you. You really know how to pick a girl up out of the doldrums.
I thought you'd like that.
Sorry I'm late. I stopped at the market to pick up some groceries. I got ice cream, cookies, candy.
Dan, did it ever occur to you that we shop like our parents are gone for the weekend? Well, I still haven't heard a thing from David.
Geez, tell a guy to get the hell out and never come back, and this is how he treats you.
Well, I know you did the right thing, Dan. I'm just glad that you were the one that made the decision. I just never could live with myself after I heard the stuff his mom says to him.
Roseanne, we had no choice.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying, I couldn't have done it.
He's a big kid. He can take care of himself. Now, I don't want to hear another word about it.
Fine. I won't bring him up again. David! I mean, Dana!
Need any help, Mom?
Oh, no, let me do it. You've been serving people all day. I've only been doing it for 25 years.
Gee, I miss David.
Well, DJ, your father and I have made a decision now, and we are going to stick with it. David did a very bad thing, and we do not need anybody second-guessing the extreme severity of his punishment.
If I do something really bad, does that mean you'll get rid
to?
DJ, is that the message we're sending you? What's the matter?
I don't know. I just don't feel like eating.
Don't tell me you're starting to feel guilty.
No, Roseanne, I'm not. I'm just not hungry, okay?
Well, God, you don't have to be so defensive. I said if you're feeling guilty, then there is still time to do something about it.
Yeah, you're right.
Of course I'm right, Dan. Don't you know who I am?
Mark, if you're still interested in that job at the garage, it's yours.
What?
Are you serious, Dan?
Yeah, I figure it'll be okay as long as you don't ask for any special favors. You start tomorrow. Come in about noon, 1 o'clock, whenever you feel like it.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, feel better already?
Well, the guilt thing really worked. Thanks, Mrs. Connor.
Yeah, I really know how to make things happen around here.
Every time I look at David's empty chair, feels like our whole family...
I can it!
Miss Harris, what are you doing?
Have you got a light?
No.
David, what do you think of me?
What do you mean?
Well, you've known me for quite a few years now. You must have formed some opinion of me.
Well, I think you're a very nice person.
Do you find me desirable?
Sure. I think you're the most attractive of all Darlene's aunts.
What are you drinking, bourbon?
Miss Harris, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
God, David, we've been through this before. You're just a child.